Bank of Cardiff. This is Amy.
Hey, May. Hi. You could just call for that stuff, you know?
Okay. Yeah, just I'll do that next time. I think we've talked about something similar, but I can't recall that we were ever provided like a rate for that 20K line of credit. How does that work?
9.61% simple interest.
Okay.
36% APR. I just shot you over some quick details, but we can set it up for the line of credit, and then you guys can walk them through the checkout. The only difference is that it's like agree and activate instead of like agree and fund. But that's pretty much it for the rates. Were there any crazy or wild questions about it? It's just a revolving line of credit.
I don't think so right here now that I have your breakdown and stuff with the APR.
Cool.
Weekly payment rate, that kind of lays it all out nicely.
Is he looking for the 40 to 50 over a short term? If so, that's better. Since he's approved for 120, the issue is like if he does the 40K over like 18 months, the issue is that if they want to do line of credit, we can do that. But let's say in 4 or 5 months they want more funding, like they would need to wait an additional 4 or 5 months before we can actually renew if they max out the line and take the loan early and make it for a long term. I just want to make sure they're taking the right amount of funding over a shorter term if possible.
Okay. So what you're saying is that this is going to affect the renewal possibly on the on both, either the line of credit or the loan?
It's just going to affect the... So technically it's going to affect the renewal, but the main concern is, and what I've been saying, like, people come in and take, like, a third of the offer, then, like, a week later want the, you know, like, a little 30K that they left on the table. I just want to make sure that, you know, for this borrower, that they're kind of aware that they need to get the amount right the first time.
Okay.
And if they want additional funds, they can also do the line of credit. That's more than fine. But just making sure that they take the right amount of funding so that we don't get an email like a week or two saying, hey, they want more money.
Okay. And so there's kind of like a procedure on how you would, I guess, sell this, right? Did you say that it's best to like do the loan first and then the line of credit after?
Yeah. So we have people who like do the, so it seems like every time someone does the line of credit first and have any interest in a loan, they just don't do the loan. Sometimes
okay.
It happens with a line of credit, too, but it seems like the best thing to do is take the loan, lock in your points, and then see if they'll take the line of credit as an add-on. But, yeah, if the rep wanted to get it done over, I guess, 6 to 9 months, that would probably be ideal, just so that we don't leave too much money on the table.
Sure. So you're saying that 40 to 50 at 6 to 9 months is probably the ideal time.
Yeah, just due to the fact that if they take 50K over 18, they're making these micro payments, I would imagine 4 or 5 months in, they're going to say, hey, I want more money besides the 70K through the 50K loan and the 20K lock. But
okay.
Just an idea. It's not like a, hey, you have to do it kind of thing. It's just like a very strong suggestion and just to kind of politely remind them to make sure they take the correct amount and foresee anything that may come, like that may happen in the near future for their business, where they'll need more capital.
Okay, yeah, that certainly makes sense. And did you say to, I guess, accept the line of credit? It's slightly different than an online checkout. You said something about agree and activate, right?
Yeah, so it's like one word's different. I don't have the walkthrough for it, but it's basically the exact same process.
Mm-hmm.
Except for at the tail end, instead of seeing, I think they might see agree and fund, but I'm pretty sure it's like agree and activate or initiate their line of credit.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. I'm writing all this down so I can relay that information to the sales rep, but I think I've got it from here. And then did Kara get clarification on the MB2U STIPS?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
She called. So that's why I was like, wait, why didn't Amy just call? So.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. I'm glad you were able to help her out with that. And sorry about mixing it up to begin with.
No
our
problem.
Stuff was just, yeah, not that organized when presented to us.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right.
Let us know if you need anything else. We're sitting here.
Working hard, I know.
Yep.
All right, I'll talk to you later. Thank you.
Late.
Bye.